This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day with more good economic news. And even one of the most dour, skeptical, negative, pro-socialist Democratic commentators saying that, wait a minute, it looks like the growth rate in our economy should be phenomenal in 2021 and 2022. But then what happens? Well, then what happens is up for grabs. We will talk with Stephen Moore about this. Steve was one of the economic advisors that shaped Trumponomics. In fact, he literally wrote a book called Trumponomics. What will Bidenomics do? Doesn't sound as good, does it? Because you got to throw in that extra syllable there. You can't say Bidenomics. It's tough. But, okay, what is the maneuver that Republicans should support in the months ahead to make sure that our economic growth is not a flash in a pan and it doesn't come crashing down because of some kind of debt crisis within the next couple of years? We'll be talking about that with Stephen Moore, former advisor on economics to President Trump. We'll also be speaking about what is the Republican agenda. I mean, right now people are lining up to run and to support candidates for 2022. There are lots of internal Republican fights, but what is the Republican agenda? I mean, it's obvious people don't like what President Biden is doing. There wasn't a single Republican who voted in either House of Congress, no, not even one, for President Biden's $1.9 trillion so-called rescue package. Nobody supported that. We all know Republicans are against cancel culture, and Republicans are against censorship, and Republicans are for free speech. Okay, there's lots of indignation, but there are no positive ideas. That's what Meghan McCardle says, not to be confused with Meghan Merkel. But Meghan McCardle, who is a columnist for the Washington Post on the conservative side of things, says, I get the indignation, but where are the ideas, Republicans? We'll be speaking to her about that. And then a stunning poll by Scott Rasmussen of Rasmussen Research that shows that not only do almost a third of Americans believe that the wrong candidate was declared the winner in the election that we just held, 31% say that Trump really won the election. But here's the amazing part. 26% also say, in the same poll, say that Clinton actually won their first election in 2016. Why? Well, because people look at our electoral system and think it's messed up. So what do we do about it? We will get to that as well on a very busy day on the Michael Medved Show. But first up, there is a tremendous ruckus going on in the United Kingdom, our closest ally, our mother country, if you will, over this stupid interview that was conducted by Oprah and seen by billions of people around the world. There's a great piece about this, and it goes with the fact that one of the best known, one of the most popular media personalities just quit, or perhaps even got fired over his comments that he didn't believe Meghan Markle. But here is what John Daniel Davidson has to say. He's an editor at The Federalist, and he writes this. He says, let me just say, as a proud American, I didn't watch that stupid interview with Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, and I never will. Every time I hear someone talking about it or see someone posting about it, all I want to do is wave an American flag and sing British ships. It's a good line. Why? because caring one whit about the fortunes and scandals of the royal family is profoundly un-American. All Americans should look on aristocracy and hereditary titles with contempt, and on people who fawn over them with pity. We fought a war and won a revolution to get the royals off this continent, and if we want ridiculous, self-absorbed aristocrats now, at this late hour, we'll choose them from among our own celebrity rabble. Thank you very much. Can you say Kanye West, Kim Kardashian? Oh, there you go. That's the idea. Don't get me wrong, writes John Daniel Davidson. It's great that we Americans and Brits can all be friends now, drinking iced tea and laughing together at the French. But please, don't ask me to care about Prince Harry's problems with his buffoonish father or Markle's fame-induced mental health problems. Maybe there's something about their shameless fame-grubbing skills and their shameless fame-grubbing and glib sanctimoniousness that really sucks people in. Or maybe the spectacle of a B-list American actress leading her princely husband around by the nose and whining about the House of Windsor is simply irresistible. I could understand the entertainment value in that, maybe even get behind it. In a way, it's kind of American. But enough is enough, he writes. We've given these royals much more attention than they're due. As for Harry and Meghan in particular, it's hard to think of two royals that better exemplify Mark Twain's observation that aristocracy is nothing but a company of monarchs and nobles who, as a rule, would have achieved only poverty and obscurity if left, like their betters, to their own exertions. Okay, I think he is spot on. And it's one of the reasons I'm sympathetic to the original comments that Piers Morgan made on ITV in Great Britain. He hosts a show called Good Morning Britain, which is the equivalent of Good Morning America or the Today Show. It's more like the Today Show. It's very well established. It's a big morning show in Britain. And he used to call it Breakfast TV. And here was Piers Morgan, who people remember here from his brief time at CNN. He's a big institution in England. Piers Morgan's original comments saying that he doesn't really believe Meghan. Listen, clip 13.
I'm angry to the point of boiling over today. I'm sickened by what I've just had to watch.
Okay, and then you know, people might be upset.
Sorry, you can, defend it in a minute. I'm just going to say what I'm going to say.
Okay.
This is a two-hour trash-a-thon of our royal family, of the monarchy, of everything the Queen has worked so hard for, and it's all being done as Prince Philip lies in hospital.
Mm-hmm.
They trash everybody. They basically make out the entire royal family a bunch of white supremacists by dropping this race bombshell without...
What's that phrase?
They didn't name which one it was. They just throw it out there. So it could be any member of the royal family. And Harry says, I'll never say who it was. Well, you better say it fast. Let's have the names. Who did you go to? What did they say to you? I'm sorry, I don't believe a word she says, Meghan Markle.
Well, that's a
I wouldn't believe it if she read me a weather report. And the fact that she's fired up this onslaught against our royal family, I think is contemptible.
Okay, look, does anyone think he's wrong? 1-800-955-1776. What he's referring to is the most scandalous part of the entire interview, which we played yesterday. And I will confess, I have not invested the full time watching the full interview. This was a problem for me when Princess Diana died. The entire sort of combination of celebrityhood with royalty and its history, and it's just so shabby and it's pathetic. And I agree with Piers Morgan's reaction. But what she said that there was someone in the royal family who was worried about how dark the complexion of her baby would be. And by the way, the complexion is extremely light, as her complexion is extremely light. And why should that even be a huge issue? We will get back to Piers Morgan leaving his job, getting fired after an on-air explosion, which we'll play for you, coming up on The Medved Show.
You're listening to the Mighty Michael Medved Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow, here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. And now you can get the best sheets ever for the best price ever. When you buy one of my Giza Dream bed sheet sets, you'll get another one absolutely free. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials. Big questions. Are religion and science constantly inevitably at war? Can science provide evidence for God? New York Times best-selling author Stephen Meyer, he's a philosopher of science. He has written The Return of the God Hypothesis, three scientific discoveries that revealed the mind behind the universe. There's a special offer for MedVed listeners. Free excerpt from the book, free digital booklet on intelligent design, a discount on Dr. Meyer's online course, and invitation to an exclusive online meeting with Dr. Stephen Meyer. And amazingly, this new book, The Return of the God Hypothesis, has just been endorsed by a Nobel Prize winner in physics, Dr. Brian Josephson, and many other prominent scientists. You can read about it, find out all about it, when you go to discovery.org/MedVed for a special offer you don't want to miss. discovery.org/MedVed.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
People out there who cares deeply, deeply about the British royal family and the various antics of the Windsors. That doesn't mean if you enjoy watching the outstanding series The Crown, lots of people can enjoy that, and some of the history is useful, actually. But what we're talking about here is this latest Oprah interview, for which they were reputedly paid $7 million, and where they gave all sorts of unsubstantiated smears, as Piers Morgan pointed out, against the Queen, who responded today and basically came as close as she possibly could to say they're not telling the truth, saying that she had been unaware, the Queen had been unaware of how upset Meghan was and how depressed she was, but the entire thing of someone in the royal family, they won't say it who it was, being concerned that the baby might have a dark complexion. So what kind of comment is this? Are they saying, abort your baby? They can't do that. They didn't say that. The entire thing is insane, and it is now a governmental political matter, because the independent television, as opposed to the BBC, Britain is one of those countries where in the United Kingdom, the dominant force in media is government media, and which is supported not by commercials, but by taxpayer money. And people who think that's just a wonderful idea, it's a real problem, because the governmental media has a bias. And guess what? The bias is not conservative. In any event, the media regulator for ITV, for independent television in Britain, and for Channel 4 and ITV, and full disclosure, when I was living and working in Britain very briefly, I worked for Channel 4. But they say that the United Kingdom media regulator, this is from The Hill, has launched a full investigation into comments made by Good Morning Britain host Piers Morgan about the former Meghan Markle, now the Duchess of Sussex, after the television show Good Morning Britain received tens of thousands of complaints. Speaking to Variety, an Ofcom spokesperson, that's the regulator, said, "We have launched an investigation into Monday's episode of Good Morning Britain under our harm and offense rules." Now, his debate over this issue, where he said he didn't believe Meghan Markle, it got extremely heated in a conversation with an activist whose name is Shola Mos Shagbamimu. And that was on Good Morning Britain. Shola ripped Pierce immediately for his criticism of the sainted Meghan Markle. This is clip 12A.
Let me give my reaction to you, reaction Piers, okay? Every rant you've just given in the last hour, it's honestly, you're such a liar and a disgrace.
Yeah, you're about to
you
do the same thing.
Bring up,
I'm giving
finish,
you the platform. You talk about the
you
interview.
Bring
you trash me every time you come on. You trash
me
every time
finish.
You come on, which is
let
exactly the
finish.
Thing you accuse me of doing.
Let me
you've got
finish.
Something to say about the interview, say
let me finish. You bring out coverage about Meghan and Harry on their wedding day and the engagement, but conveniently forget to show the coverage before they got engaged, between the engagement and the marriage. So you conveniently forget that Prince Harry in November 2016 talked about the racist undertones of the media. You conveniently forget all of that to paint this picture that all was rosy and hunky-dory. Nonsense. And then you were lording over the Queen. Listen, by all means, let's applaud the Queen when she does something right. But when she does something wrong, we need to call her out.
What does she do wrong? What does she do wrong?
What kind of grandmother, let me finish. What kind of grandmother would be so close to her grandson, Harry, but then not use her power and influence as Queen to protect them from the racist media coverage?
Well, I find what you're saying about the Queen actually disgraceful.
History,
I find what you're saying, you're entitled to your opinion, Shola. I find, sorry, no, I'm allowed to respond to what you just said.
Jeremy, would you like to invite that lady, Shola Mos Shagbamimu, onto our show, would you? She continues. Jeremy says he'd rather sink some British ships. Okay, 12B. This is Shola attacking the royal family. Listen.
is rooted, listen, you might learn something. The royal family as an institution is rooted in colonialism, white supremacy, and racism. The legacy is right there. So you're now surprised that a comment would have been made by several members of the royal family about how dark Archie
is. It's not several members, actually. No.
Outfit,
you can't spew lies.
All right. Harry and Meghan,
are we allowed to engage in any of this?
Let me finish.
Well, you're not stopping.
That Harry and Meghan had the audacity to speak that truth, then you should be at the actual outrage of racism.
Right, okay. Am I allowed to respond to this?
Okay, he wasn't much allowed to respond to this, but later, and this is today, this morning in Britain, he stormed off the show when another guest began ripping into him, alleging that he had had a personal dealings with Meghan Markle that had left him very hostile to her. This is clip 9.
And I understand that you don't like Meghan Markle. You've made it so clear a number of times on this program, a number of times. And I understand that you've got a personal relationship with Meghan Markle, or had one, and she cut you off. She's entitled to cut you off if she wants to. Has she said anything about you since she cut you off? I don't think she has, but yet you continue to trash her.
Okay, I'm done with this.
No.
Sorry.
Do you know what? That's pathetic.
You can trash me, maybe not mine.
No.
See you later.
I'm being...
Sorry, can't
this
do this.
Is absolutely diabolical behaviour. I'm sorry, but Pierce spouts off on a regular basis, and we all have to sit there and listen.
Okay, that was Alex Beresford attacking Pierce Morgan. The breaking news today is he has been suspended. And the basic situation is Pierce Morgan has left his role at Good Morning Britain following his controversial comments about Meghan Markle. It is unclear whether that was at the request of Good Morning Britain or on his own initiative. He did come back after walking off, as you just heard. He said, let me just state for the record on my position on mental illness and on suicide. These are extremely serious things and should be taken extremely seriously. And if someone is feeling that way, they should get the treatment and the help they need every time. And if they belong to an institution like the royal family and they go and seek that help, they should be absolutely given it. It's not for me to question if she felt suicidal. I am not in her mind, and that is for her to say. Okay, so meanwhile, we have a very, very good economy and another great day at the market. How do we keep it going? We'll be talking to Stephen Moore about that.
Okay, I'm done with this.
No.
Sorry. No. Sorry.
Do you know what?
Michael Medved.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There is a crisis on the Texas border right now with the overwhelming number of people who are coming across the border.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott, who's at the U.S.-Mexico border, Abbott taking an aerial tour of the region this afternoon, also saying,
this crisis is a result of President Biden's open border policies. It invites illegal immigration and is creating a humanitarian crisis in Texas right now that will grow increasingly worse by the day.
President Biden is highlighting a federal assistance program many small businesses have received during the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. Biden traveling to a Washington, D.C. hardware store that took advantage of a Paycheck Protection Program loan. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Michael Medved show. It's another good day at the markets today, particularly for the NASDAQ is way up. Tech stocks way up. The Dow up 163 points, just hovering right at that 32,000 level. And the other striking thing that I want to talk about with Stephen Moore is Paul Krugman, Nobel Prize winner for economics, very liberal, very, very hostile to everything the Trump administration did. He has a column today where he's predicting just fabulous returns for our economy for the rest of 2021 and 2022, but after that, potential stagnation. And I wanted to get a response from Stephen Moore, who is one of the most respected economic thinkers, one of the framers of Trumponomics, and he wrote the book Trumponomics. He is with the Heritage Foundation and again was an advisor on economic policy to the former president. Stephen, what do you think? Are we in the midst of a Biden boom?
Hi, Michael. I am optimistic about the second half of this year. By the way, as we speak, the House of Representatives is putting their final touches, and soon will vote either tonight or tomorrow morning on this absurd $1.9 trillion spending bill, which actually would be negative for the economy. We don't need it. We had a jobs bill that reported, an extra 500,000 jobs over the last couple of months. So the economy's on a nice recovery right now. And the stimulus is the vaccine. The vaccine is what's going to rebuild this economy, because in a matter of a couple of months, we're going to have pretty much things back to normal, with businesses opening up again, schools, which should have never shut down in the first place, will open, and you'll start to see people spending again. They'll be able to get out. They'll be able to go. And I was in the Charlotte airport on Wednesday of last week, it was just packed with people. I'd never, you know, and I travel a lot, not so much lately, but I'd never seen it so crowded. So the economy is getting back on its feet, and there's a lot of catching up to do. So I do think that the second half of this year is going to be pretty strong. I think we're going to see some really nice growth rates and some big job gains, and that's a positive thing. But as I said, it's not because of this $2 trillion spending bill. It's because we're finally got this vaccine that by the end of April should be pretty much available to anybody who wants it.
So Krugman says that this $1.9 trillion isn't enough, that it needs to be followed up by a huge infrastructure bill, building bridges and highways and trains and airports. And I know that's something that President Trump talked about doing. Where are you on that?
Well, look, first of all, I think most of the infrastructure in this country that we need can be built with private dollars, not with tax dollars. And, you know, we couldn't have private airports, and we can have, you know, a lot of the infrastructure. The grid system definitely needs to be modernized. We saw what happened in Texas three or four weeks ago during the polar vortex where, you know, a lot of people lost their power. We've got to have a very reliable grid system. We have to have pipelines. You know, we are the world's biggest producer of energy now. So we need our oil and gas and coal to be able to be transported, and we need LNG terminals. So there is a lot of infrastructure that needs to be built in this country, no question. I don't think it needs to be built by Uncle Sam. And, you know, if you start doing that, then you get bridges to nowhere, and you get things like the California bullet train, which I think we spent, you know, $20 billion on and never carried any passengers. So, but, you know, when the left talks about infrastructure, they're talking about things like windmills, solar power, it's urban mass transit projects, which, you know, we don't really need those. People aren't going to be using urban mass transit in 10 or 15 years because we'll have automated cars, and cars will be available to take you anywhere you want anytime. So let's be smart about this. But come on, Michael, we have a debt that's closing on $30 trillion right now. I mean, I'm not one who thinks that, you know, debt in and of itself is a bad thing. If you're borrowing for things that are, you know, positive for the economy, like we borrowed to finance our tax cut, and it worked like a charm. We have the lowest poverty rate in the history of the United States after we passed that. So it really matters what you spend the money on. But at some point, $30 trillion, when I first came to Washington back in the mid-1980s, the debt was $1 trillion. Now it's $30 trillion. I mean, there has to be – that story cannot have a happy ending.
So what should Republicans emphasize right now? They're getting ready for these crucial races for control of both the House and the Senate in 2022. What should Republicans stress as an alternative to this bill, which is about to become law and which is going to continue spending public money for the next 2 years? What's the Republican alternative?
So first of all, it is not it's a de-stimulus bill. This will actually cost the economy jobs. And you know, people might kind of be wondering, how does a bill like this cost jobs? Casey Mulligan and I have a study that literally came out this morning. So, Michael, you're the first one to kind of unveil it. And we find that the benefits, so this is a massive increase in welfare benefits for people who are not working. And it's basically increase in unemployment insurance benefits, food stamp benefits, housing subsidies. You know, you'd go down the line, there are about, you know, seven or eight. Oh, yeah, Obamacare. Now, you know, even people making over up to $200,000 a year, which is a pretty good income. That puts you in the top, you know, 3 or 4 or 5% of income. People with incomes of that high can now qualify for public subsidies under Obamacare. So we're creating this massive welfare state with no work requirements, and I guarantee you, Michael, that what's going to happen, and by the way, we find that in many instances, people can make $60,000, $70,000, $80,000, $90,000, even $100,000 in all of these benefits that are being handed out to people for not working. And for over half of the workers who are currently unemployed, they will make more money by continuing to collect unemployment insurance than they would by working. That's stupid, and it's not fair to the people who are working. And you're going to have a situation in a few months as the economy really picks up where what's going to happen is that you're going to have a lot of job openings and a lot of for-hire signs, and the businesses aren't going to be able to get the workers back on the job because the workers are making more money on welfare.
Okay, but Steve, we've just have a few moments left to us.
Yeah.
If the economy is cooking along, what do the Republicans offer as an alternative to what's already been done. Because you can't go into the campaign of 2022 saying, oh, that bill that they passed back in 2021 was a stinker. And by the way, I think you're right that it is. But go ahead.
Well, I mean, we have to manage our money. You know, we can't borrow. This year, we're going to borrow $4 trillion. I mean, that's the most absurd thing I've ever heard of. Republicans have to stand for fiscal responsibility. They have to stand for economic growth. There's going to be, you mentioned the infrastructure bill. The other bill that they're next going to pass is a massive tax increase on American small businesses, on American corporations, on American investors. That's going to reduce the job creation of America. We have to be for the private sector. We have to be for free enterprise and private business, not government. I mean, this bill is simply a bill that grows government. And government spending doesn't stimulate anything except government spending. If my friend Milton Friedman were alive today, because I knew him for the 10 or 15 years before he died, maybe the greatest economist since Adam Smith, if he were alive today, he'd say we should be cutting government spending, not increasing government spending. I mean, government spending, the only way the government can give you $2,000, Michael, the only way the government can give you that money is to take it away from me. Right? It's just a redistribution game. The government doesn't create any money. All it does is redistribute it. And I think Republicans have to spread that message. And I think Americans are more and more frustrated as they look at what's happened to the finances of this country. And, you know, you just say, oh, my God, what are we doing to this great country? What kind of bills are we leaving to our children and grandchildren?
Look, I think that has been a pitch for a very long time. Unfortunately, of course, people will point to the fact that in terms of fiscal responsibility and deficit spending, both the Bush administrations and the Trump administration, the two most recent experiences of Republican presidencies, didn't do so well in terms of deficit spending and adding to the debt. But Stephen Moore always does well putting crucial issues in coherent form. What about the crucial issue of censoring Disney? Cartoon classics. We'll get to that and more on the MedVent Show. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Here's a question. Did Charles Darwin liberate or undermine society? Ideas have consequences. Learn how three key ideas from Darwin actually undermine morality, religion, medicine, the criminal justice system, and the value of human life. Get a free 39-page digital booklet, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. Go to discovery.org/medved for this special offer. discovery.org/medved.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life.
I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The Michael Medved show, I think it's very much worth noting, and it is a tribute to the fact that despite some disappointing results in the election campaign just concluded last year, losing the White House and losing control of the U.S. Senate, the Republican Party is still in a strong position across the country, controlling the majority of governorships, controlling 50 votes in the U.S. Senate, and having gained a bunch of votes in the House. And the reason I mention this is because I think there is, among many conservatives, almost a sense of desperation. Because right now, Joe Biden is about to push through, and apparently he's going to be speaking to the nation about this, not tomorrow night, but Thursday night. And pushing through his big first objective in terms of major legislation. And anytime you spend $1.9 trillion, it's major legislation. Everybody should keep in mind, this is not because of Republican divisions. Republicans were absolutely united on this. Every Republican in the U.S. Senate, every single one, voted no to try to block this precisely for the reasons that Stephen Moore was giving. The same is true for every Republican in the House. And it is one of those things where right now there are more visible policy differences between Democrats, particularly on this issue of the minimum wage, where Joe Manchin has just been terrific on that, holding the line on that. The truth of the matter is, the Democrats are more divided than Republicans. Republicans are very united on terms of policy. And part of the policy which I think most conservatives have the same feelings about it, but there's really not much that can be done about it because other than feeling frustrated and annoyed, what you're talking about is private corporations like the Disney company that are taking issue with some beloved classics. But they are beloved classics that have unquestionably, you can't argue against it, they have racist content. They do. And there has been an issue with this for years and years and years. It's not a brand new development. The story in the New York Post, which is actually misleading, is, it says, months after flagging classic flicks over stereotypical portrayals, Disney Plus has now decided to go whole hog and to drop several of the once-loved, now-controversial titles from their kids' menus. Per the initiative, children under 7 will be forbidden from watching Dumbo, Peter Pan, Swiss Family Robinson, and the Aristocats. Settings on the app will prevent the movies from even showing up on the young viewers' profiles. Disney explained its rationale behind each film's removal on the kid-focused Stories Matter section of their website. Here's why it's misleading. If you read later in the article, in the New York Post, it becomes very clear adults will still be able to access and thereby share with their children the taboo movies, which will appear together with disclaimers warning viewers of negative depictions and or mistreatment of people and or cultures. These stereotypes were wrong then and they are wrong now. The advisories read, rather than remove this content, we want to acknowledge its harmful impact, learn from it, and spark conversation to create a more inclusive future together. Now, what are they concerned about? I had been unable to figure out what the problem was with the Aristocrats. The problem is the depiction of a Siamese cat who speaks with a phony sort of music hall Asian accent and has little slit eyes and buck teeth and eats its cat food with chopsticks. Okay. The Aristocrats, not one of Disney's all-time classics anyway. Peter Pan was. The problem with Peter Pan, the destruction of the Indians. And there are Indians in Neverland. They aren't portrayed as bloodthirsty or horrible. But it is a, they sit down, they have peace pipes, there's a lot of feather headdresses. And all right. And the one that, where it really is clear is Dumbo. And I think Dumbo is a great film. I think it's such a great film that I even found a way to like the live action remake of Dumbo that, Tim Burton did. But the problem with Dumbo is it has a musical number with singing crows, the leader of whom is referred to as Jim Crow. Yeah, he is. And it's every bad old music hall stereotype. And look, I salute Disney for at least allowing these films to still be seen by adults if they want to see them and if they want to share them with your 5 or 6 or 7 year old, but you'll probably want to say something about some of the racial stereotypes. So okay, Swiss Family Robinson, what's the problem there? The pirates are Asian and they look foreign and very bloodthirsty. I mean, I think really Swiss Family Robinson, honest to goodness, is absolutely fine. I mean, are you only allowed to have white Anglo pirates? Because otherwise, I mean, first of all, it's not even the Swiss Family Robinson is a Swiss family. And so, again, that's still a wonderful film with a wonderful musical score and very much worth seeing. The problem I think that we have here, and the same thing is the problem with the Dr. Seuss issue. The reason that I am not burning with rage over the Dr. Seuss issue is because it was a decision made by his foundation. In other words, the people who are trying to preserve Dr. Seuss's memory and certainly his income, they make $35 million a year. Next to Michael Jackson, he apparently is the top-earning dead celebrity. And that's a remarkable thing so many years after he died. It's 30 years after Dr. Seuss died. And yet, his books continue to be popular. There will still be, what is it, a total of more than 40 other books that are still available. Now, they'll probably find some things in those books to object to, too. And do I think it was well handled? I think it was incredibly poorly handled. And should they have simply removed the books? No, they could have removed a few of the mildly offensive images And yes, there is one image in If I Ran the Zoo that shows black people in Africa in very traditional forms. And by the way, this is going to impact everything. And one of the things that I think is very important here is that we maintain that there are classic movies. One classic movie is King Kong. The natives in King Kong are displayed in horrifically stereotypical ways. And it's interesting, Spike Lee actually made a movie about the fact of Hollywood stereotyping in the bad old days. It is part of history, and the idea of trying to make it inaccessible to even examine and to understand what some of these racial stereotypes, what these racial negative imagery did to people, what it meant to culture, to black out that whole, you'll pardon the expression, that entire aspect of our history is simply not viable. And it's why I'm so proud to support the work of that organization, which, by the way, has mostly people of color in it, on the advisory committee, the FAIR, the Foundation Against Intolerance and Racism. Look, coming up, we have a real question, which is, let's say the economy does continue to do well. And let's say it continues to do well even through the first part of 2022, which is what most people expect. Then what do Republicans run on? What's the issue? Megan McArdle, who's a columnist for The Washington Post, has written an interesting piece saying, I get the indignation, but where are the ideas, Republicans? We'll be speaking to her. We'll also be talking a little bit about real racism within the teachers' union. Racism not against against people of color, but again, against white people in this case. And the White House is signaling an openness to adding a third gender. That's a disaster. We will get to that and much more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.